Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Hello and welcome to the Voice with Action podcast. I am actually here today with Chad. He is a longtime board member with Orphan Relief and Rescue. He has been a part of ORR since the very beginning when we started in 2007, which is really amazing. So we are at his home today. He is hosting a fundraiser dinner for ORR tonight. So I just wanted to capture him and ask him a few questions about his time with ORR. So Chad, take me back to the beginning, and what was it about Orphan Relief and Rescue that first captured your heart and made you want to get involved?
We go back to 2007. I was working for a real estate asset management company and was engaged actually at the time. And it didn't work out. And the gal I was engaged to, she had a heart for missions and for Africa actually. And decided to spend 6 months on the Mercy ships, which was in Liberia at the time. And I kind of just went through some introspective time of like, why did I basically caused the engagement to end. So I had a lot of soul searching, decided basically to chase her to Africa. And so I quit my job actually. It was which was a big deal because in real estate, that's kind of the end goal, was to be at the company that I was at, and decided to quit and spend 3.5 months in Africa overall. Got connected with a lot of different groups in Africa. I started in Ethiopia, went to Uganda, South Africa, and then ended up in Liberia for a month of the 3.5 months. Connected with Rebecca because they had been on the Mercy ships, actually, uniquely enough, and had gone to Liberia off the ship and further into Liberia and noticed just the depravity and kind of the post-war aftermath and how that affected the kids and how many orphans came of that, out of that war. So all that, long story short, is I went to Africa to really, truly like be open to what God might have for me, if I would be potentially called to Africa, and honestly understand a little bit more from the girl I was engaged to see if, you know, like maybe this is something I could come alongside her and join her in that. And at the end of the day, it didn't work out, but what I came back with from Africa was a unique perspective. And God basically said, I'm not calling you here, but that I want you to be a voice for these forgotten children. And so when I arrived to Liberia in my 3.5 month African journey, I saw some things that were way different than even what I was exposed to in West Africa. I mean, it was truly horrific situation that I found myself in and what kids were exposed to. And so I got to stay in the team house and get to know all the, you know, the founders and basically everybody that was working alongside them, and got to go out on rescue missions. And I mean, it was all emergency type help. So the impact was significant and it was just an eye opener. And so when I got back from that experience, I mean, we would go to a orphanage and kids would be in basically sleeping on moldy mattresses. Their clothes were ripped and dirty and just not even like barely clothed, malnourished kids, kids that barely got any food. A lot of times part of what Orphan Relief and Rescue was doing in that time was feeding kids and just doing basics. So yeah, I got to see a lot that most people will never see in their life. And so when I got back, I basically gathered 50 of my friends and just shared about my time. At that time, we were able to raise $50,000 in a small room of friends that wanted to come alongside what Orphan Relief and Rescue was doing and in support of what I had experienced. And so from that point on, again, I felt like I wasn't called to be actively in the mission field, but I was called to be a voice and to help fund, raise, and support financially the work of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Yeah. And I would just say that every dollar that I've ever given, I know will be used, I mean, beyond the dollar, because mm-hmm. it's so well used because of how they stretch the dollar mm-hmm. to have the impact that they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really amazing. Like, because back when Chad first went to Orphan Relief and Rescue with us, we were working specifically with these orphanages. Like, the children were dying. They needed to, we would help make them self-sustaining. We would get orphanage directors that were safe and build it up to the point of them being self-sustaining. And then they would kind of graduate from our program in a sense. And so that was what it was like in the very beginning. And then now it's evolved, you know, into another country and anti-trafficking work. And so Chad's been a part of our fundraising efforts all the way from the beginning, from that little house party that he had, you know, back when he came home and was inspired. And then it turned into a gala. And it just, I mean, every year, year after year, it's grown. And here we are so many 18 years later.
Yeah.
Right? 18 years. Oh my goodness. Back in Chad's home doing a fundraiser dinner. So it really is amazing because you have been connected to us for so many years. So what's kept you passionate about staying on this journey with Orphan Relief and Rescue? Why are you still here, Chad?
For one, it comes back to give a man a fish he can eat today, mm-hmm. give them a fishing pole and teach them how they can fish mm-hmm. forever. And the micro loan program is something that like is near my heart as far as like how a $5 loan to mm-hmm. a mom.
Basically multiply
because they take that and they make a business and then it multiplies and then they help others do the same. And then just the impact of preventing trafficking by simply feeding a child and getting them their school supplies. Mm-hmm. They go to school and they're fed. That's literally the solution to get, I mean, at least it's a small part, but it's a huge part of getting these kids not trafficked because
I know. Something so simple as, just getting them enrolled in school mm-hmm. and fed twice a day and then their parents to create a small business. I mean, if that's what we learned from the community, that that's all it takes to keep them from trafficking their children. Right. I mean, to keep them from entering into a life of slavery, you know, that would take their life prematurely. It's pretty amazing how far the dollar goes over there. You know, the average wage is, daily wage is 25 cents. So
I mean, they pay their loans back.
Yeah. And then it's working.
Yeah.
And it's multiplying multiplying, you know, into these other villages because the model is working.
Absolutely.
We had to learn from the people what will keep you from trafficking your children and then creating a model. And now there's even vision of like, how do we then make it sustaining for the families where we only keep the kids on our feeding program for 2 to 3 years? We're hoping after 3 years that the microloan business has grown enough that the parents can pay, you know, for their school fees and pay for their kids' meals that they can graduate even from our program. Exactly. Like we're always trying to think, how do we not create dependency, but how to create sustainability to help people grow and then help people help their own people. And so that's what we're actively working on.
The model, right? It's not, I mean, it's kind of an earlier model of what our country actually was supposed to be doing, which is the church and neighbors and family helping each other. And now,
and community is so important. I mean, they really, when here culturally, people are way more independent. All right, Chad. So looking at where Orphan Relief and Rescue is today, what gets you the most excited about the future and the impact that we still have ahead?
Yeah, no, there's so much. I mean, I every time I hear Rebecca tell me a story of the impact and what's happening, they go to a village and there's a meeting and how many, like a large percentage of the village will come to hear her and to hear like how receptive these people are to hearing about Jesus for one and how that when like a spiritual, like when in the spiritual realm, when that is when light comes in and darkness is exposed, basically it changes the person and the village in every way, like social, economically, spiritually. I mean, it trickles down and it's just amazing to see the impact of when you come to these people with a practical, like Jesus, when he fed and when he healed, what happened to the, in their lives. And it's just like Orphan Relief and Rescue, I feel like, is ushering that in one village at a time. And they're just so, and they're so receptive. So it's such a high impact when somebody hears the name of Jesus and it says that he will lift all men unto him. And when that happens, really voodoo and the impacts of that religion are broken, then there's prosperity in every aspect of their life. So, you know, with the microloan program, preventing their kids from being trafficked, there's new hope. There's new vision for them, because without vision, you'll perish. And these people have new vision and hope for their lives. And then it just trickles down. It starts with one village. And then, you know, we just keep hearing about more and more villages. And so we need to have more freedom centers, more places for these kids to go to get fed. And, you know, the need is great, but the opportunity to impact significant.
I love how you said, I mean, it's more than just the person's freedom for their own soul. You know, it is, there is this overflowing in the sense of that it flows into their family, into their business, into their, like, they have hope.
Their minds.
And their minds. There's freedom. It's more than just for the individual. It actually is for the whole community and their whole life and way of life. And even just, I love Rebecca's stories when she talks about the women, you know, in our microloans program that walk around like they're like a queen, like with their head held high because they're proud of being able to produce something and care for their family. Like, they're proud of what they're accomplishing, and they, anyway, that they want to replicate that and multiply that in other villages. So, Chad, if someone's listening and considering supporting what we're doing and getting involved, what would you want them to know about why this work is meaningful? I mean, you've kind of started touching on it, but what would you say if someone out there wants to get involved? What would you say?
I'd say, I'm an investor myself. Mm-hmm. I like to know that when I invest a dollar, I'm going to make a return. My evaluation of Orphan Relief and Rescue, and when you look at the impact of what they're doing with a dollar, is unbelievable. And so I would say that to know that you're investing and putting money into an organization that is having such high impact and changing lives and bettering communities and people and villages and all the things that, you know, I think it's the return, if you will, is substantial. And yeah, I'm just blown away every time I hear updates from Rebecca of what is happening over there. And because a lot of times they're hiring locals, right? Yeah. So you're empowering the local communities and people, you're employing people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously the wages over there significantly lower. So again, our dollar can employ a lot of people. And so high impact because of that strategy of employing locals.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're having a bunch of people from America going back and forth all the time or even living there. That's what I would say.
I love it. Well, you heard from an advocate for ORR since 2007. So thank you, Chad, for your loyalty. Mm-hmm. Thank you for believing in what we're doing. Thank you for investing in the hearts and lives of the people that we serve, because it's truly making an impact for generations to come. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's good to be here.
I don't know.
Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.